Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Legitimate or illegitimate? We think about this all the time because there are things that you go, oh, that's totally legit. You feel good about it. But when something's illegit, you're like, nah, that doesn't work. They, you know, change the rules. It doesn't fit. It doesn't feel very good. And I understand why Democrats really like the illegitimate, because they're crooked. They deal in duplicity. They say one thing, do the other. Now, I haven't said anything you don't already know, but here's what I'm trying to get to today. I understand why Democrats create fake narratives. I understand why they lie. I understand why they have created a fake narrative around Joe Biden. The idea, for example, of his competence, or maybe what we should say, his massive incompetence. Either way you look at it, Biden is a major failure. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Again, I haven't told you anything you don't already know. But let's move on and just, because I want to make a bigger point here in this particular part of the broadcast. No leftist wants to admit, just for starters, that Joe Biden has brain damage. Now, all of us who see it, we say, look, it's fine. I know people that have brain damage. Fetterman, he has brain damage. It doesn't mean he's not a good person. Doesn't mean he doesn't try hard. Doesn't mean he doesn't even want to try to overcome it. But you know what pisses me off is when you try to pretend that he doesn't. I don't know if you saw his last deal when he came back to the Senate, that it was. Do we have that clip?
Is it a staggering responsibility that the head of a bank could literally crash our economy? It's astonishing. That's like if you have, I mean, like, and they also realize is that now they have it's a guaranteed way to be saved by how. You know, so it's you know, isn't it appropriate that this kind of control should be more stricter to prevent this kind of thing from going? Or should we just go on and start bailing and sailing whoever bank, regardless of how their conduct is? You know, I'll give you an example. The Republicans want to give a work requirement for SNAP. You know, for a hungry family has to have this kind of penalties, or these some kinds of working requirements. Shouldn't you have a working requirement after you sell your bank with billions in your bank? Because they seem to be more preoccupied than SNAP. And requirements for works for hungry people, but not about protecting the taxpayers, you know, that will bail no matter whatever does about a bank to crash it.
I'm sure you caught all that, right? Welcome back, folks. And what was worse about it is a reporter, who do you work for? His name is Stein. He said, Fetterman said, shouldn't you have a working requirement that after we bail out your bank, after we bail out your bank, Republicans seem to be more preoccupied with SNAP requirements for hungry people than protecting taxpayers who have to bail out these banks. That's what he reported. And it isn't, you heard what he said, what Fetterman actually said, and that reporter who worked for, was it the Washington Post? Probably will get a Pulitzer Prize for that. Because, why? Leftists want us to believe that Fetterman's good to go. He's fine. Look at him. He's performing. By the way, Barbara Boxer, same way. I don't know if you saw the story about Barbara Boxer, but they're saying she doesn't realize she hasn't been serving in the Senate for 3 months. Time just stood still for her. She's like, well, what are y'all talking about? I've been here the whole time. Oh, and they say she's suffering from shingles. She's suffering from dementia. And let's not forget, this is the woman that let a Chinese spy drive her around for more than a decade. I'm sitting here looking at the news cycle. I'm watching how it's shaping up. We have a Department of Justice. I listened to Ray talk about how the FBI does what they do. Then they turn it over to the DOJ, who then determines if they can investigate Biden. And, of course, it's Merrick Garland, who will not investigate Joe or Hunter Biden. We have things that have shaken out. We've litigated multiple things in months. And it's 5 years of investigating Hunter and nothing. We have bank records that tie the Biden family to the Chinese and to the grift, and we have a government that wants to do nothing. I feel like we're being ruled by Pablo Escobar. Seriously, y'all know I'm watching Narcos right now, so everything's got to fit that. Don't make me go back to Gladiator. But it fits. We have a criminal government who's helping Joe Biden run a criminal enterprise. And I was talking to my editor, and I said to her, because she said something like, well, should we do something about Biden being the continuation of Obama? I said, I don't think Obama ever served as president. I used to think, how could you possibly protect a moron, a rich white moron like Biden, when in fact, I think Biden was the one running Barack Obama's administration. Think about it. Barack Obama changed his position on gay marriage, gays in the military, Defending Marriage Act, a whole bunch of stuff. Multiple things. And Joe Biden was right there whispering in his ear, it's a big effing deal, Barack, it's a big effing deal. He was the one cutting the deals. He was the one negotiating D.C. Obama didn't know how to do that. And the reason I say that is Joe Biden is getting more protection than Barack Obama did. Forget about birth certificates. Oh, Kevin, he wasn't a legitimate president. Neither is Joe Biden. He got shoehorned in a cheat. And worse than that, we know this sucker is in business with every one of our enemies, and we can't touch him. That should be interesting. A scary thought to some degree, folks. But I go back to this. If you have to admit everything that I just told you about Joe Biden, you have to recognize some truisms about yourself, and that is, you are who you vote for. So, if you like voting for crooked morons, it's pointing back at you. We got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I look at my Twitter feed, I look at the news, I watch, you know, human behavior, particularly of leftists. And here's what I've learned. Leftists refuse to admit the truth. They, you know what's worse? They refuse to recognize it. I don't know what... Well, I do know, but... For the sake of this discussion, let's just pretend that I don't understand the line of thinking that won't let you recognize that Joe Biden is a crook or even just as a demented guy. I just talked about Fetterman. How do you want to have that guy as your leader? You can sympathize. You can say, look, it's over. I have a Navy SEAL buddy. Dude was a rock. He led his team into, I believe it was Fallujah. He got shot up. Can't move his left arm. Got to take bone out of his left. I mean, they jacked him up, man. He fought like you would expect the Navy SEAL to fight. But here's what I will tell you. His Navy SEAL days are over. Period. left arm doesn't stays at about a, I don't know, 130 degree angle, can't move it, limps, got his face shot off half of it, multiple surgeries. He's not the same guy. He's, let me tell you, love him to death, great guy, you know, mentally he's all there, etc. But his days of leading a team of Navy SEALs where he's got 75 pounds of gear and he can hump it 20 miles throughout the night and make some stuff happen, those days are over. It's true of Fetterman. My buddy who's a SEAL, he's like, we laugh about it. He's like, man, I used to be, you know, man, you know, Kevin, I was, you have to tell me. I know exactly what you were. Dude was a, you know, I trained with him. He was something else. But he's not that anymore. He's a different person. And Fetterman, he can't, think of the Senate as a Navy SEAL. He can't serve in that capacity. Go serve in some other capacity. Joe Biden cannot serve in the capacity. But you know what the left say? Yeah, he can. We don't care what you think, Kevin Jackson. So what? He's demented. He's our demented clown. And he will do our bidding. And you know what we will do? We will protect him no matter what. I want you to think of it this way. You got a herd Navy SEAL. He can't carry his gear. He can barely walk. And you're going to surround him with 50 guys that do nothing except protect him. Their job isn't to protect the country. Their job is to protect him. Who would go to war like that? If you're not capable of doing what you're supposed to do, you should bow out yourself. You think that the Democrats are going to bow out? You think, let me put it this way, Barbara Boxer, don't be surprised if she dies in the Senate chambers. And if they could do it, they would leave Biden in around, and they would do legislation all around him. They'd have a protective team all around this clown while the unelected bureaucrats continue to legislate against us, and they can't stand us. Because you know what we did? We weren't stupid enough to support somebody that had brain damage. We weren't stupid enough to support somebody who's a pathological liar that you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. That's why you cheat in a pathological liar, certifiable moron. Biden is illegitimate. End of story. He didn't get 81 million votes. I know that tests the sensibilities of a few conservatives. I use my finger quotes because anybody with any modicum of common sense knows Joe Biden didn't get elected legally. He didn't. And he serves at a, right now, I will tell you, Donald Trump would have been impeached at least 3 times over what we know about Joe Biden. Can you imagine how many times he'd be impeached at what we don't know? AI algorithms are going to flag this show, folks. They're going to tell you that the truth is a lie. But let me tell you something. Electrons don't determine the truth. Bots don't determine the real truth. Common sense at any level reveals everything that I've said to you. I'm not psychic. I'm not particularly, you know, well, I'm not going to say I'm not particularly good at what I do because that would be a lie. But forget how you feel about the truth. I just want to know how you would feel if you knew without any doubt that Democrats cheated Biden into office. Let's say you're one of those on the fence. I want you to think of the ramifications of everything I'm talking about. Because every time I hear people say, we got to move on, you know, let's just forget about it. You can move on, but let me tell you something. You are moving on to something where an idiot, pathological liar with a crooked son, a crooked family, who has used this government as a weapon against us. If you let that go, you don't have a country. To learn that, if to admit that Joe Biden is illegitimate, you have to understand that he appointed a Supreme Court justice who is going to rule against everything that you say. An ethnocentric racist who can't define a woman. An affirmative action appointee who is way out of her league. You want to know what way out of your league looks like when you put black affirmative action people in charge? I give you any city in America. Pick them. Look at what these black leaders, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, what she did to Baltimore. What's happened in Detroit? What's Lori Lightfoot? What did she do in Chicago? Affirmative action people were appointed, and they blew up their cities. Marion Barry in D.C., the current D.C. mayor, the one before that. Crooked, completely inept. That's what you get. And Democrats love it. They don't care about the carnage. What about all the judges? Forget the SCOTUS judge. What about all the federal judges and the district judges? All these people who are all woke. They believe in transgender this or that. These are the people setting policy in corporations who hire the Dylan Mulvaneys. And essentially mock Americans. Worse than that, they mock women in America. You can judge a culture by its women. And you know what women right now are doing? Women on both sides of the aisle, and Republicans aren't taking advantage of it, they are fighting for their lives as women. And for the life of me, how is it we can't get women to go, hey, ladies, I get you don't like this abortion thing, that you don't like that we believe that the child you're carrying is a human being. But here, how about this? How about when you don't exist? When the transsexual guys come over and you don't exist anymore, you get so marginalized, nobody cares about what you think. We can become women. When they say we want the women's vote, men go, you go, girl, come get it over here. Mm-hmm. We can't win these arguments, man. Shame on us. That's why I don't follow the Republicans. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 70% of illegal immigrants at the border are still being caught and released after the end of Title 42. That's according to numbers that challenge Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's promise of consequences. Chief among those consequences is expedited removal, which can result in deportation in a couple of days. Deportees who try to return to the United States illegally can be charged with felonies and face five-year bans on legal reentry. SpaceX canceled their planned launch of several new internet satellites Friday morning, just before liftoff at California's Vandenberg Space Force Base.
We are very cautious on the ground, and if the team or the vehicle sees anything that looks slightly off, we stop the countdown and try again another day.
SpaceX did launch earlier Friday from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to give a shout out to the guys out there that you're in your, you know, police cars, you're in your fire trucks, you're sitting around the station somewhere, maybe you're a mechanic, maybe you're a janitor, whatever your occupation is. First of all, we appreciate you. Whatever it is that you do, everything is necessary. We need every single person. I love that Robert Palmer song, "It Takes Every Kind of People to Make the World Go Around," because it does. You know, we say these types of things as euphemisms, but it is a fact. I remember when I was growing up, I used to think about jobs in terms of, you know, this one's menial and this one's meaningful. They're all meaningful. Every one of you is needed. Every piece of every fabric of America is appreciated and needed. The thread that made it is needed. And you're part of that thread. And I know you're sitting around. I know you guys. Many of you have been listening to me for years. You've turned my show on to other people. I appreciate you, what you do. And look, we talk all the time about being shadow banned and all that. We are. But I'm going to tell you, as much as I know it, I truly don't care. And I know that sounds weird because we're always talking about spread the show, do that. I hope you do. I hope you share the show. I hope you go to the website. One of my a fan, he called me up. They set up a meeting for me with a guy who's going to maybe do some tech work for us. And he says, "Kevin, I've been a huge fan." And he goes, he went to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and he goes, "What an amazing site." And I was like, "Well, thank you." Huge fan. Went to the site and the new site and went, "Wow, this is amazing. I mean, all the things you do, I didn't realize all the things you do." I'm not trying to brag and make a commercial for myself here. I'm not. I'm just telling you a couple things. I do appreciate you. And I talk about, you know, the friends of mine who I've met and who've given substantial dollars to us, at least according to, for me. I mean, I'm not talking about Elon Musk kind of money, but they've given us the good money. And I had some many friends that said, "Kevin, we know you're getting ready to do backstage." And backstage for me is we're going to show you some things that are going on behind the scenes. And we're gathering up all this stuff. It's really amazing stuff. But backstage is, are we willing to communicate with you? I mean, the only thing you have is time in this life that's worth anything. And I will spend it with you. That's backstage to me, is you pick up the phone, you call me, I answer. If I'm not busy doing something, I answer. If I'm busy, I'll call you back. But going back to this, it's the importance of you. And as much as we do ask you to, you know, support us in whatever way, clicking those buttons, going, you know, looking at the products that we offer, even merch, where I have Angie, she's redoing our merch shop. I told her, I want merch to have a mission. I want merch to say something. And the difficult thing about us with merch is I'm too doggone mean-spirited for you to wear my t-shirt. You have to get a black belt to wear my gear. But so we're trying to tone down some of the messaging so you don't have to fight when you wear my gear. But even if it's just a logoed shirt, I want my shirt, whatever that is, I want it to mean something. So we're going to come out with something, and it may just be TKJN. And people go, well, what's that? It may be something that simple. Because I'm telling people, I believe, I don't know when it's going to be. I don't even care. And the reason why I keep telling you this is because I'm a firm believer. It's all God's plan. I'm a flawed Christ follower. But I am devoted to the Lord. Nothing I do is without Him. So I don't care, because I feel like God has me on whatever mission it is, and it will be successful because I don't do it selfishly. Oh man, don't misunderstand me. Me and God have a lot of conversations when it's time to pay the bills. I'm like, okay, God. But it always happens. We always make it through. And you know what? I would love it to be easy. I really would. It would be so refreshing to just go, ah. But you know what? If it has to be the way that it is, it is. I accept that. But I want to tell you, you are an important part of all of this. And we can go on and talk. I can give you story after story of these leftists doing things to you, to hurt you, to take away your money, your freedom, etc. But I'm not going to do it in a doom and gloom way, because we share it together. It's a shared experience. It reminds me of that movie, Life is Beautiful, where the guy's in a concentration camp. He knows he's going to die. The Nazis are going to kill everybody. And his kid's there, his family's there, but he refuses to see the negative. Now, I'm not going down that. I'm not that far gone. I'm not going to sit here and go, listen, it doesn't matter what happens to Joe and Hunter Biden because, you know, I mean, we tried and we did everything. No, I'm not done. I'm not leaving it there. But I'm not going to look at it doom and gloom, because we have so many good folks in the fight, and you're it. And you may not think the little thing you do here and there, whatever it is that you do, and I'm not talking about just for me, I'm talking about the thing that satisfies your soul, where you believe, I made a difference. Keep making a difference. I was having lunch with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about a strategy for something. I can't disclose it, but, and he said to me, Kevin, he goes, I love your projects. And he goes, oh, I was talking to Jenny, and she was telling me about this project where you help kids, and, you know, for college and all that, and try to get them in the Hillsdale. And he goes, and when I heard the price, which is $1,250, he goes, I just said to myself, this guy's a big time fundraiser. He goes, oh my gosh, I could just raise so much money for this. And I go do it. Go do it. He goes, I'm going to. But he goes, here's the thing. But I was thinking to myself, I want to help a kid. So he committed $1,250 over lunch to help one of our kids. And I thought to myself, that's conservatism. That's what we do. He goes, I love it. You know, to let me know who it is. You know, it's like adopted little African kid. It may not even be an African kid. It could be a little white kid. But I'm just saying, he's so ingrained in it. He's like, show me my kid. Well, we're going to show you your kid. We're going to be sending what? I think they asked us to get four. Last year we sent two kids to Hillsdale to check out the school, et cetera. This year I think they doubled it, asked us to get like four kids. So we're going to try to get four kids to Hillsdale in our project. Inner city at-risk kids. Doesn't matter what color they are. Last year we sent a Hispanic kid, Christian, and a black girl, Ariel, both honor students and so on, and to check out the school. Hillsdale is its own unique school. It's, you know, in the middle of nowhere, 2 hours from Detroit, 2 hours from Chicago. So you know where you're gonna you can fly into either one. Either city you have to fight your way out of before you get to Hillsdale. I think that may be part of Hillsdale's mission. Like, you fly into Detroit. If you can make it out of Detroit, you can come to Hillsdale. You know, if you make it out of Chicago. But yeah, you fly in and you drive there, and it's a whole other experience. And Frederick Douglass, they proudly promote Frederick Douglass because he spent a lot of time up there. It's got a amazing history. But so do you. I want to go back to you. This is about you. And you're saying, Kevin, there's so much in the news to talk about. We just learned that much of the money we've sent to Ukraine, well, guess what? Stolen. Another large-scale corruption scandal out of Ukraine. As the country's National Anti-Corruption Bureau, they call it NABU, and the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, they call it SAPO, said they've taken action against the highest court in the land. Large-scale corruption in the Supreme Court of Ukraine. Shocker! He said they documented the head of the Supreme Court receiving a $2.7 million bribe. Documented. Now, we've documented that the head of our government has received at least $10 million, his family. And, of course, we know how much the big guy got. But we're talking about Ukraine here, right? We're talking about their Supreme Court justice, not ours, who we don't know. Was he on Epstein's Island? Because when he cast that vote for Obamacare, what drove that? As you think about these corrupt things going on in other countries, I want you to just ask yourself a question about our leaders. Because, see, let me tell you something. You've been taught to believe these people are incorruptible. I keep talking about narcos. You know how they finally got Pablo Escobar? They got people, a group of people, who could not be bought. You know why they couldn't be bought? Because no matter what people did, they said, this is not for me. This is for my country. This is bigger than I am. This is for the legacy of the soil where my DNA was formed. We have those people in America. Patriots is what they're called. They call us terrorists, but they're patriots. And you're a patriot, and I appreciate you even if they don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How much corruption does it take before we realize that we live in a banana republic? How much? How much will it take for it to filter down so people realize, you know what, this isn't working? Two-tier system of justice doled out unequally by leftists, and they've stacked the deck. So much so that obvious grift and crime is completely being overlooked. We're going to play a series of clips. I promise you, you'll recognize even. I don't have to come in. I'm not going to come in. We're going to begin with Elon Musk. Then we're going to go into crime. We're going to go into, well, we're going to go into the border, we're going to go into crime, we're going to go into Epstein, we're going to go into the vaccine. Different people, different reasons. Let me just tell you who you're going to be listening to. You're going to listen to Elon Musk on election interference, Savannah Guthrie, she grills Mayorkas, Chicago teens in crime, Whitney Webb on the real story behind Epstein, and Senator Johnson on the vaccine. And I'll come back and I'll finish up. But I promise you, eye-opening stuff. Take a listen.
Your tweets, because it comes up a lot. Even today, it came up in anticipation of this. I mean, you do some tweets that seem to be, or at least give support to some who would call others conspiracy theories.
Well, yes, but I mean, honestly, some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
Well, like the Hunter Biden laptop.
That's true.
Yeah. So, that was a pretty big deal. There was Twitter and others engaged in active suppression of information that was relevant to the public. That's a terrible thing that happened. That's election interference.
But let us not sugarcoat this. Then already you have a record number of crossings exceeding your own internal estimates. You have severely overcrowded detention facilities already. The president himself acknowledged this week it's going to be chaotic for a while. That's his word, not mine. My question to you is why? You have had 2 years to prepare for this. Why do we have this chaos and confusion at the border?
Savannah, the answer is very, very clear. We are operating within the constraints of a broken immigration system.
Given those undisputed facts that we do have a broken immigration system, why not delay the expiration of Title 42 until you are ready to handle it? One aspect of the plan are these regional processing centers where migrants could go not right at our borders but be processed. That's the plan, but not one has been built yet. Okay, it's been 2 years. The original lifting deadline for Title 42 is actually a year ago. So why isn't that construction already underway? Why isn't this plan further along when you've known for 2 years this is coming? You say the border is not open, but there is a subset of people who are being released into this country with no court date and no way to track them. I mean, that sounds like the border is open for some. Does the president bear some responsibility for the surge we're seeing right now? I want to play you a piece of something he said during the campaign again back in 2019. Take a listen.
All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Mr. Secretary, they came. They're sitting outside along our border right now. It is cold at night. It is sizzling hot during the day. There is dust. There are children. They came. Did that messaging encourage people to make this crossing?
Last weekend, you had that mob of teenagers taking over downtown, and the Chicago mayor-elect, Brandon Johnson, says they just need a little understanding. Listen.
Demonizing children is wrong. We have to keep them safe as well. They're young. Sometimes they make silly decisions. They do. And so we have to make sure that we are investing to make sure that young people know that they are supported.
Demonizing children is wrong. What's your answer to the mayor-elect?
Nobody's demonizing children going out and having fun, but this isn't a group of 6 or 10 friends wandering downtown. This was a mob of several dozen, up to some points, up to 100 or more, literally terrorizing, blocking streets, and doing everything else, where I guarantee you 3/4 of their parents had no idea where they were at. That's the problem here. Nobody's raising these kids.
A couple of other big cities are seeing crime surges as well. Here are the statistics in New York City. Felony assault up a little over 8%. Housing crimes up about 10%. Now, shooting incidents and robberies are both down in New York City. Los Angeles, some incredible numbers. Larceny up 96%. Robbery up 4%, burglary up 1.6%. Is there any commonality, do you think, between these three largest American cities?
Well, I mean, the simple answer is yes, it's Democratic ran, for one. But it's not just about stats, realistically. We talk about inflation, and even if inflation dips a little bit, people still feel broke. Well, the gun stats can drop a little bit, but people in this city feel less safe. That's just the reality. In every single corner of this city, people feel less safe, which is nothing that's ever been that way before.
One big problem you have is a shortage of police officers.
And no plan to basically fill the vacancies that are there.
Yeah, I think that's fair, because if you look at some of these, some of this information coming out, particularly of the J.P. Morgan case, there's a lot of powerful people that are potentially on the hook for enabling his sex trafficking crimes, particularly Jamie Dimon, one of the most powerful bankers on Wall Street. So, I mean, that's hugely significant in and of itself. And again, some of the other people that have been subpoenaed as part of that case, the two co-founders of Google, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, and apparently Larry Page is so concerned about being served papers in this court case that he can't even be found. They've tried 5 different addresses and can't find him anywhere. And that's really astounding when you consider the ties of Google to the CIA from its founding, its collaboration with mass surveillance, and the fact that the New Albany Company, which was incorporated by Jeffrey Epstein, owns the land on which major data centers for Google, Amazon, and Facebook sit on. And no one's talking about that stuff, because at the same period of time that happened, Epstein was setting up this insane DNA data mining company that he called a biomedical Google. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, and he wanted to sequence the genes of all these young Virgin Islanders, and he started funding education initiatives for, like, little kids and teens, very suspect when it's Epstein, right? Because he wanted them to basically run servers for this company for him, and he wanted to train them from an early age on. I mean, there's so much crazy stuff here, and as you start picking away at it, I think it becomes really clear why they're focusing so much on his sex crimes. And again, it's not just his sex crimes, as they occurred over the course of his lifetime and career. The mainstream media focus is specifically on sex crimes from 2000 to 2006. And there's no discussion of what Epstein, well, very little discussion of what Epstein was doing after he was arrested the first time, and what he was doing around the time he was arrested the second time. Because I think it's fair to say that the Department of Justice of the United States wasn't interested and justice for Epstein victims when they arrested him and, helped cover up his apparent murder in 2019.
They wanted a shot in every arm. There was an agenda here. Remember, early treatment was sabotaged. Hydroxychloroquine, that was recommended back in, 2004, 2005, after the first SARS and MERS outbreaks. They knew that was a molecule that could potentially, stop this pandemic. But they sabotage it. They sabotage ivermectin. They sabotage a host of drugs that were cheap, generic, and available, and were being used successfully by doctors early on in the pandemic. Why did they sabotage that? Because they didn't want a treatment. Because if you had a treatment, you wouldn't be able to get an emergency use authorization. And we know from Fauci and Rick Bright at the Milken Institute symposium that they were just hungering for a universal vaccine campaign. They thought they'd have to have a pandemic to do that. Well, they got their pandemic, and they're going to make sure they get that universal vaccine program in place.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the program. That was a bunch of other people. But how many clips could I play? You want me to play clips on people talking about China, Russia, involvement of the Bidens, how the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the people who gave information to the FISA courts, how those courts are treated, the bogus things that are going on against Trump and probably many other citizens of America. How many of you are being persecuted? I'm one. I can tell you right now. I'm paying taxes right now on stuff that I shouldn't have to pay taxes on. I'm paying penalties on things that I didn't even get a penalty for. And I have a letter that I've got right on my desk that says the government knows that it owes me $7,500, but you know what? You missed it by a day, or they claim I did, so I don't get to get my $7,500. I could go on. I could tell you things I've done to help this government, leaving money in, the work done by my family to help kids and charity work and stuff like that. They don't care. We're just cogs in their wheels.
Rest
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.